Today's daf is Erevin daf Nun Ches. We left off at the Mishnah daf Nun Zayin and Beis. We're going to begin today by teaching the details about the measuring rope that they would use to measure the Tchum Shabbos. We're continuing in Alachsa Tchum Shabbos. And today's daf primarily is about how to do the measurements, how to deal with the technical difficulties of the measurements. So we're going to start out with the length of the rope, what the rope should be made out of. Then we're going to discuss how you measure over valleys and walls, uneven ground. And then the Gemara discusses how to measure over mountains and discusses how the Alacha may differ depending on the slope of the mountain in terms of how to measure it properly. And then at the end of the daf, we're going to have a discussion of the Isser D'Rabbanan to leave the Tchum for the purpose of measuring, and discusses what we have to do, and the Gemara discusses what we have to do in a situation where the only way you can measure with the regular rope is by actually leaving the Tchum, because there is some sort of Isser D'Rabbanan that while doing the measuring, even though it's not Shabbos, so there's nothing, there's no restrictions of Tchum, still while just doing the measuring, one is not allowed to go beyond the Tchum Shabbos itself. So let's see the Mishnah. It says the Mishnah on the bottom of Nun Zayin and Beis. Ein modedin el bechevel shel nun ama lo pachos v'lo yoser. That we only measure using a rope of 50 amos. Should not be any less than 50 amos, nor should it be any longer than 50 amos. V'lo yimdod el keneged libo. And when measuring, we should hold the rope by the heart. We hold the rope at at chest level, not up by the head, not down by the toes, at chest level. That's a machlokas rishonim. Is this dafka? Is it if let's say a person wants to measure holding down by their ankles, is that okay? B'di'avid, or even l'chadchila, is that okay? The Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos over here says that if someone holds the rope k'neged libo, you know, one should hold the rope k'neged libo. Lo l'mala mizeh v'lo l'mata. Should not be anywhere above it, nor should it be anywhere below it, because if you're holding it k'neged your feet, so then you have to worry about slight bumps in the ground hitting the rope and therefore causing it to not measure properly. And the Meiri explains that Hiskimu Chacham, the Chacham were all maskim, they all agreed that it should be keneged alev, because in that way the eye will catch whether it's straight or not a lot easier, as opposed to if it's high above your head or if it's down by your feet, you're not going to be able to tell how straight the rope is. It's going to be much easier when you hold the keneged libo. So that's the Rambam Shita, the Meiri Shita, that when it says keneged libo, that a dafka has to be keneged libo. That's the best way to do it. The Ritva understands the opposite, that what the Mishnah is telling us is a heter, that because keneged libo is so convenient, we even allow keneged libo. The Ritva writes, it's certainly better to be modeid bekarka mamish, we're measuring a shatach of ground, we're measuring space along the ground of 2,000 amos, so certainly it's better to measure along the ground. The Mishnah is telling me that someone who doesn't want to be toreach themselves to be modeid bekarka, so you could use it, you could use a rope that's gavoam in a karka also, lift it up off the ground and put a keneged libo in order that just make sure that both parties are holding it along the same size of the same spots of their body. You don't have one guy holding it by his feet and the other guy holding it by his heart. So that's the machlokes rishonim in the Bir Halacha in some Mishnah Sadi Tes. If Gimel, the Bir Halacha quotes the Ritva lahalacha, that keneged libo is a kula, but it is not something that one is required to do. It's not a chumrah. If one wants to measure along the ground, that too is okay. Says the Mishnah further, hayamodid v'igil l'gaya l'geder mavliyo v'chozer l'midaso. If a person was measuring the Tchum Shabbos and he came across a valley or a stone wall, so how do you measure past the valley or past the stone wall? So you're mavliyo v'chozer l'midaso. You should measure in a straight line across the top of them before going back to measuring normally. Higia lahar mavliyo v'chozer l'midaso. You get to a mountain also, you measure across, which would mean that you would that you would go off to the side. If let's say you want to measure across the valley and the rope doesn't fit across the valley, so there's got to be somewhere along the valley where it narrows. So go off to the side where it narrows, measure it over that area until you're able to come back to where you started, and you go back across to where you started and you continue the measurement. So that's what you do with a valley, it's what you do with a mountain, that's why a bulvad shalayeti chutz l'tchum. But when you're doing that, what you have to be careful is when you go off to the side where you're going to be able to continue measuring straight, you have to make sure that off to the side is not outside of the tchum, because when measuring the tchum Shabbos, one is not allowed to leave the tchum Shabbos. So what I mean to say is, if a person is measuring, let's say, to the north of the city, and he encounters this mountain or this valley that's more than 50 amos wide that the rope won't fit over, so what does he do? He should move to the east a a little bit where the valley's not in the way or where the mountain's not in the way. So just go a straight line toward the east and then continue the measurement there until he's past the place where the valley of the mountain is, and then go back to due north of the town, go back west to due north of the town, and then continue the measurement from there. So that's what it means, mavlio. Im eno yachol lahavlio, bezu amar Rabbi Dustai Bariani, mishum Rabbi Meir, shamati, shemekadin baharin. If a person is not able to be mavlia, if it doesn't work out, you can't be mavlia in that way, so then we have the concept of mekadrin baharim, which literally means you make a hole through the mountain, which means that we measure the mountain over, we measure over the mountain, but not by just having one guy on one side of the mountain, another guy on the other side of the mountain with a rope that goes over the mountain. We figure out a way to measure. The Gemara is going to describe how to do this. We figure out a way to measure as we walk over the mountain, ki'ilu the mountain is flattened. We figure out a way to measure where we don't take the slope of the mountain into the measurement of the tchum. We somehow figure out a way to measure where we're going to come out with the same medida as we would if the mountain was completely flattened. So the Gemara will explain again exactly how to do that, but that is that's the recommended option if we're not able to be mavliya. So what the Mishnah essentially said is two ways to measure. There's the best way to measure, and then there's the second best way to measure when it comes to mountains and valleys. The best way to measure is just go off to the side and continue measuring from there. The second best way to measure, when that's not possible, you're not going to be able to stay within the tchum, is be mekadrin baharim, which we'll describe exactly how one goes about doing that. But first off, the Mishnah said that the regular measuring rope that they would use was 50 amos long. Why would they use a 50 amos tape measure? So minan imili, where do we get the idea that it's 50 amos, that's the appropriate measure for the tape measure to use for Tchum Shabbos? Amar v'demarav, da'amar kra, orech ha'chatzar mea ba'ama, v'rochav chamishim b'chamishim. When it describes the chatzar of the Mishkan, it says the length of the chatzar was 100 amos, the width was 50 bichamishim, by 50. So Amra Torah bechavel shal chamishim amos medod. So the Torah is alluding to the idea that we should use 50 amos for some other halacha, that when it comes time, when it comes to measuring things, we should measure with 50 amos. It's ki'ilu the Torah is telling us the width is 50 as measured by a 50 amos long tape measure. That's bichamishim. So says Gemara, wait a second, we already used this chamishim bechamishim to teach me something. Hami ba'ile litol chamishim l'saviv chamishim. Remember, we tried to figure out what's called a karpif. So we said that if you were to take 50 amos, a 50 by 50 amos square, and another 50 by 50 amos square, and break up the second square and put it around the first square, so that's how you get the measurement of what a karpif is, of 70 and change by 70 and change. So we already used 50 by 50 to teach me a halacha. How can you use chamishim b'chamishim to teach me a second halacha about the size of the rope? The teacher already taught me the size of a karpif. So says Mar, in kein lemakra chamishim chamishim. If it was just teaching me the size of the karpif, it would say chamishim chamishim. My chamishim b'chamishim. When it says chamishim b'chamishim, so that's there to teach me that it should be a 50 amma measuring rope. Shamina tarti. We see both halachas can be derived from that. Good, says the Gemara further. Lo pachos v'lo yoser. So we said the rope cannot be larger than 50 amos, nor cannot be shorter than 50 amos, nor can it be larger than 50 amos. So tana lo pachos mipnei shemarbe. The reason it can't be shorter than 50 amos is if you're using a very short rope, you're going to end up with a larger tchum. Meaning the logic, if the rope is a shorter rope, you're going to pull it too taut, and it's going to artificially increase the measurement because you're going to be yanking. Be able to pull it so tightly when two people are standing so close to each other, there's going to be no sag. We don't want it to sag, but you're going to hold it so tight that you're going to be stretching it a little bit, and therefore you're going to end up with a measurement that's more than 50 amos. You also don't want to measure with a rope that's longer than 50 amos, because then you're going to end up with a tchum of less than 2,000 amos, since there's going to be some sag in the rope over such a distance of more than 50 amos. So we use dafka, something, a medium-sized tape measure, 50 amos is considered medium size tape measure where it won't sag and it won't be pulled too taut. It will yield the most accurate measurements of 2,000 amos as we try to measure. Amrav Yasi, ein modin el bechevel shel afskima, that we're supposed to use a rope made of afskima. So my afskima, apaskima, what does that mean? Amrav Yaba, nargila, it means nargila. Fantastic. My nargila. What is nargila? So Amrav Yaakov, dikla dechad navra. It is a deckel tree, a palm tree, with one vine around it. We use that vine as that's the ideal type of rope to use for measuring. That's what it means. Igad amri, my apaskima. Others say that the way the conversation happens is that what is apaskima? And it's two deos. Rabbi Abba Amar nargila. Rabbi Yaakov Amar dikla dechad navra. Rabbi Abba says it's a nargila. Rabbi Yaakov says it's the palm tree, the single vine around the palm tree, which makes it sound like nargila is not the same as a single vine around the palm tree. Nargila is something else. Whatever it is, it's something else. Good, so that's what the ideal item to use for measuring. Says Gemara, Tanya, we have a brisa. Amar Rabbi Shmuel ben Chananya, Ein lecha sheyafa lemedida, yosem mishal shalosh shel barzel. There's nothing better to use for medida, really, ideally, if we wanted to measure most accurately, we should probably use metal. Metal doesn't stretch, it won't sag, so we should use metal. That's what Rabbi Yaakov Emden points out. Shal shalosh shel barzel can't possibly mean chains the way we would, you know, where there are links in a chain, because that would be a terrible way to measure. I mean, the links in a chain would definitely, they're very heavy, they would sag, they can get tangled where it doesn't pull straight. It must mean some type of barzel that's actually straight, can't be stretched, can't sag, where it would be much easier, meaning a hard, non-pliable substance, non-pliable material, where you could hold straight and nothing's going to happen to it. So really, that should have been the best thing to use for measurements. Avolman, I guess in football they use chains, right? So the chain must be fairly accurate. I don't know, maybe they have good chains. So okay, I don't know. Avol, maybe it does mean shal shalosh shel barzel. Avolman asa, but what should they do? Share amra. What can we do? Share amra Torah biyadu chavul mida v'aksiv biyadu chavul mida. It says they use a rope. So what are we going to do? Even though really logically we would think shal shalosh shel barzel should be the best, but the Torah says that you can use a rope, so you can use a rope. V'aksiv biyadi isha kana hamida. But wait a second, the pasuk describes a kana hamida. Kana hamida sounds like it's a stick, that it's not a rope. So says Marahulatari, that's talking about to measure gates. Very small areas like gates are measured with a stick, but larger areas you can only measure with ropes. We don't measure using sticks. So a couple of points over here. So in this Gemara, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is teaching us a din or a svara that shal shlosh or barzel should have been good, but the din is the pasuk says ubiyado chavul mida. What does he say? Shari umra Torah. The Torah says ubiyado chavul mida. Where does the Torah say that? So you look on the side of the Gemara where it quotes the pasuk Zechariah Perek Beis. One little problem, of course, is that Zechariah Perek Beis is not in the Torah. It's not in the Torah. So that's what Maritz Chayes points out, that you see a lot of times in the Gemara that in the Lashon of the Chachmei HaTalmud, when they bring a pasuk from Navi, they'll still call it Amra Torah. The Gemara quotes over here a pasuk in Zechariah, still calls it Amra Torah. We have a Gemara in Bechoros like that. Ad Shematzula Mikra Min HaTorah Shenemar Uvav Bapritzim Chileluha. A pasuk in Yechezkel. There are many, many other examples. Rabbi Yaakov Emden also points out in Sanhedrin Daf Mem Vav and Beis that you find Tanakh referred to as the Torah. The Rabbi Yosef Engel in Beis HaOtzar brings many more rayas. He has in Sukkah Daf Mem Tes Umadvarm Shadarkan Lasos Bifar Hesya Amra Torah Vahatznei Aleches. It refers to the Torah. The Torah says Vahatznei Aleches. That's also a pasuk that's a pasuk in Micha. The Gemara quotes in Sukkah Nun Aleph the pasuk in Mishpachas Beis Davu Levad Unasheim Levad, and the Gemara says about that Amra Torah and Nashim Levad v'Nashim Levad. That's the Gemara at the very end of Masechta Sukkah that serves as the source for the concept of mechitza. That the Gemara describes how they had by the Simchas Beis Shreva, they had to build a mechitza build a balcony so the men and women could be separated. That's the source in Shas for the concept of having mechitza, of having separate seating. But anyway, it's quoting a pasuk in Zechariah, and it's Amra Torah. In Menachos Taf Pei Aleph, it quotes a pasuk in Koheles, Tova Shalot Tidor Mishatidor, velo tishalim. Better not to take a neder than take a neder and not pay. And it calls it Hatorah Amra, that the Torah says like that. And chulin daf yudzayin beis minayin lebedika sakin min haTorah. How do I know min haTorah that there's a din to check the knife for shchita? The shchita knife should be checked because the pasuk says in Shmuel Aleph ushchatem bazeh va'achaltem, that you should check with this va'achaltem, which means that you, with this that you have it checked out first. So we do find that Divrei Nevi'im is referred to as Torah. This may relate to what Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky points out in the Mavoh to the Sefer Emes LeYaakov, where he says that part of the relationship between Torah and Nevi'im and Ksuvim, based on the Gemara in Maseches Tainis, with the story of Rabbi Yochanan and Ilfa, part of the relationship between Torah and Nevi'im and Ksuvim is that everything in Nevi'im and Ksuvim can be found in the Torah itself. It's just not as easy to find it. You have to look really, really hard. But in Nevi'im Ksuvim, it's a little more spelled out, but there's nothing in Nevi'im Ksuvim that is not Mefurish B'Torah. He compares it to the relationship between Mishnayos and Braisos. Ilfa says in the Gemara Maseches Tainis, he was insulted that people thought he wasn't as great as Rabbi Yochanan, so he climbed up to the top of a mast of a sailboat, and he said that if anyone could bring me a Braisa that I'm not able to show you where it appears in the Mishnah, where the idea appears in the Mishnah, I'll jump, I'll plunge to my death. And people started challenging him. They started asking him all these different prices, so he would so that relationship between brises and mishnayos, that everything that's in a brisa is just more explicit in a brisa, but it could be found in mishnayos as well. Rabbi Yaakov suggests that's the same relationship that we have between nach and Torah. So maybe it's okay to call nach amra Torah. The reason the Gemara always does that is the idea that in some level that whatever it says in nach already is in the Torah. That's just a small ha'ara in terms of the lashon of the Gemara that the Gemara uses. What about the halacha that the Gemara says over here? The Rabbi Shua ben Chananya says that really Shal Shalosh HaBarzel should be correct, should be what we should use, but the Pasuk says, Ubiyadu Chevel Mida. So we see that we're allowed to use Chevle Pishtan, Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Archaim Sim Shin Sadi Tes. Ein modud in tchum eir el bechevel shel pishtan, that we should use flax, we should use pishtan as the measuring utensil. So what about nowadays? We have all these sophisticated machineries, they have all the sophisticated measuring equipment that they could use to measure the alpayim amah, they could use to measure things. Should we still dafka use the old-fashioned 50 amah rope that's dafka made out of pishtan? So There are a few places in this Masechta where we found Alpayim Amah being measured in other ways other than using ropes that we've already seen in the Masechta. We had just a little while ago, a couple of weeks ago, on Daf Mem Gimel, the Rabbi Gamliel would be Moded Alpayim Amah. How? When he was on the boat, he would take out his 2,000 Amah range telescope and he would measure with that. And that's how he would look for 2,000 Amah. And Rashi over there says that Biyabasha, he would also use this. It wasn't just when he was on a boat. He would use this on dry land also to measure. You also have the daf earlier on, daf membeis, someone who's walking and he doesn't know where his Tchum Shabbos is and he's in the middle of nowhere. So what does he do? Take 2,000 steps. If your steps are roughly one amah each, so you take 2,000 steps and that's how you're going to measure 2,000 amahs. And Shulchan Aruch Paskins this also, that these are viable ways to measure Tchum Shabbos. So that's not Bechevel Shel Pishtan. So what's going on over here? So the Prisha writes in Simur Shin Sadites that when it comes to Medidas HaNachal, where if you know for sure that the sheer, how large that Nachal is, it's more than 50 Amos, then you don't need to be Moded at all. You know how big it is. The Medida is only when you don't know. And the Aruch HaShulchan quotes this Prisha. What it seems from that Prisha is that the whole din of Medida Bechevel Shel Pishtan is if you don't know the shear of the tchum of the city, other than by estimating. So then you should use chevel shel pishtan to give the best estimate. But if there's ways to know for sure what the shear is, so then there's no chiyuv of medida. When you're doing a medida, you use a medida shel pishtan. But if you know, so then there's no sense in being moded. Let's say they already marked it off the tchum shel. So you have to measure again. You don't have to measure again. It's already measured. You know, there's no mitzvah of medida per se that you need to. That you need to measure. That's how the Aruch HaShulchan, the Prisha, seems to assume. However, the Elia Rabba disagrees, and he says, even if you know the shear, it doesn't work to know the shear until you're moded b'chevel shel pishtan, that you dafka have to use the chevel shel pishtan. So in the Nesiva Shabbos, he says, according to the Elia Rabba, you have to say that there's a chilek between being koveya, the tchum meaning how's the Eli Rabbi going to deal with these Gemaras that we just mentioned of walking 2,000 steps and looking through the hole that goes 2,000. So how's he going to, Rabbi Gamliel's trick, how's he going to be mechalek? So he says maybe there's a difference between being modded at chum of a yachid versus being modded at chum of a rabbin, that you're trying to be modded for an entire city to be kaveh the chum of that city for everybody in that city. Then there are dine medida, then you have to follow specifics how to measure dafka with the chavel shel pishtan. You have to dafka use the flax rope, but you're doing your own personal thing. So for your own personal thing, could be then you're allowed a little more leeway to measure using the Rabban Gamliel's thing or using steps. In the Sefer Machane Yisrael, quoted here in the Penina Halacha section of the Masifta, he quotes Sefer Machane Yisrael. He says it could be that the whole need for a chavel shel pishtan is only if you're using ropes, meaning not to use shal shalosh shel barzel or other types of ropes, because it's easy to make mistakes with other types of ropes. But when you're moded the tchum with other methods that you're not using ropes, so then there's no din that you dafka have to use chavel shel pishtan. So he says it could be machshire medida hamatsuyim bizmanenu, our current sophisticated ways of measuring may be better than using ropes. It's not shaykh that you're going to make a mistake. There's no din, he says, that dafka chevel shel pishtan, unless you're using tape measures. So if you use tape measures, yeah, then there's a din. You should use chevel shel pishtan and not shal shalo shel barzel, which tape measure is probably shal shalo shel barzel, right? Made out of metal, pliable metal. But so then there's such a din that you should use dafka chevel shel pishtan. But if you're not using ropes, you're using because ropes, by definition, there's going to be mistakes. There's going to be some discrepancy when one person is holding and then he flips around to the other side. There are always going to be some minor mistakes. So the halacha is that lo nitnatar l'malacha asharis, use chavel shel pishtan. That's what the halacha demands of you. That's when there are going to be mistakes. But if you're using something that wouldn't lend itself to making any mistakes, it's such sophisticated machinery, it measures exactly where things are. So then he suggests maybe there's no such din of using dafka chevel shel pishtan. Okay, so says the Gemara further now. Tani Rav Yosef, shlosha chavalim heim. There are three types of ropes that are used for different halachos. Shel magag, shel natzer, shel pishtan. Shel magag lepara. We use reed ropes, ropes that are made out of reed for the purpose of the para aduma. The halacha is that the para aduma needs to be tied down when it's burnt, when you're making the ashes of the para aduma. So you use dafka ropes made out of reeds to do that. Ditanan kafsua bechevel amagag. When we put it on the pile of wood that we're going to burn it on, we tie it down with ropes made out of reeds. That's one. The other type of rope, shel mitzarin lesota, that when that we use willow ropes to tie down a sota's clothing, tie up a sota's clothing rather, that once we rip it, it could easily just fall right off. So we tie it up so it doesn't fall off after it was torn at the shoulders. Titnan v'achar kach mevi chevel amitzri v'koshel l'mal midadeha. That's why it says we bring a chevel amitzri and tie it l'mal midadeha, meaning right below the shoulders. Shel pishtan l'medida, and we use a linen rope to be used for the measuring of the Tchum Shabbos. So the Rishonim discussed the Shel Magag Lepara. Why is it that for the Para Aduma we dafka use this kind of rope, ropes made out of reeds? So Rashi, Tosos both explain, because it's not Mekabel Tumah. Reeds are not Mekabel Tumah, and Kol Maaseh B'Tahara. Everything we do with Para Aduma is dafka B'Tahara. No rope is Mekabel Tumah, because in order for it to be Mekabel Tumah, it has to be Tavu V'Arig, so if it doesn't matter what material you make out of it, if it's just a natural rope that's not Tavu V'Arig, so anyway, it's not going to be Mekabel Tumah. Yeah, but the difference is, these ropes are not even made out of a material that's Ra'ui to be Mekabel Tumah, so that's a special Maila that they made, special Chumrah that we made, dafka by Para Aduma, where we go beyond the letter of the law in terms of ensuring the tahara of the para aduma. The makar of this of these kinds of chumras when it comes to para aduma is the Gemara in Yuma Daf Beis Amud Aleph. It says that the lishcha that they would be sorry if the para in the Beis HaMikdash was called the lishchas ha'even. Why was it called the lishchas ha'even? because kol maaser shel para b'klei galalim b'klei avanim b'klei adama. Everything they would use, every kli that they would use in the process of the para aduma was kelim that were not mekabel tuma, kelim that were made out of materials that are not mekabel tuma. So the Gemara explains why would they dafka use these kelim from things that are not mekabel tuma? Because there was one giant kula that they had by para aduma legabe the dinim of tumentara, not just a kula, but something they were makbit to do, that a tful yom is kosher to do the processes of preparing the para aduma. Tful yom, someone went to the mikveh, still requires harav shemesh to be completely tahar, and there would be the kohen would be sorry if the part of they would dafka be mitamehim. Let him go to the mikveh, he'll be a tful yom, not wait till nightfall, before nightfall, while he's a tful yom, have him be sorry for the para. Very strange thing to do. He was perfectly tar before, and we're dafka mitame him, and we make him go through the process where he's almost there, he's a tful yom, and that's when he's sorry for the para. Why did we do that? Lahotzi miliban shol tzedukim, because the tzedukim used to say that b'morav shemesh ha'sinasis, that you could only do the para aduma with people who are no longer a tful yom, and we wanted to show them that no, the Torah Shebaal Peh allows us to do the para aduma with people who are still a tful yom. So in order to demonstrate that halacha, we would dafka be makbid to use a tful yom. The din d'oraisa, you don't have to be makbid to use a tful yom. A tful yom is also kosher, but in order to hold some of the we'd have to be makbid to use a tful yom for the para aduma. So because of that, of that kula that we have, and that hakpada to use something that's somewhat tameh in every other area of halacha by para aduma, we go to the opposite extreme and we use things that are super tahar, things that don't even have the potential to be tahar. So that's what all the Rishonim explains the choice of rope over here by the para aduma, that we want to have something that's not even roy to be mekabel tumah. It's to compensate for the fact that we use a tful yom, the kohen is a tful yom, to be sorif the para. Why by a sota do we use a chevel mitzri? So the Yerushalmi in Masech HaSota says it's because Mitzrayim is shtufei zima. So we were trying to indicate to her that Maaseh kemaisa Mitzrayim, that the way she behaved is kemaisa Mitzrayim. It's interesting, Rabbeinu Yohanan says, he quotes that Yerushalmi, he says it happens to be chevel mitzri has nothing to do with Mitzrayim. It's called chevel mitzri, but that's really just a borrowed name. It doesn't really come from Mitzrayim. But still, that's enough of a connection, according to the Yerushalmi. Just the fact that it's called Chevela Mitzri, that it reminds her of what Maisa Mitzrayim, of the Shtufei Zima of Mitzrayim, that that's the way she behaved, and that's why we're using Dafka, this kind of rope, for her. Hayamodid v'igiyah. So the Mishnah went on to say that if a person was measuring and he gets to a valley or he gets to a stone wall, so he should measure in a straight line before continuing to measure normally. So Mitani Chazal Midaso, Mechal Dumeinu Yachlavlio, Holich Lamakam Shiachlavlio, Mavlio, but Sofakinag Midaso Vichozer. Meaning, what it sounds like from the Mishnah is Mavlio really means just hold the rope across the top of it, so no problem. But the implication is, what if you can't do that? What if it's wider than 50 amos, so you can hold the rope across the top of it? So it sounds like I explained before in the Mishnah, that your Holich Lamakam Shiachlavlio, go off to the side where it narrows a little, where you can hold it, where the rope will span across the top, and then sofa kenegan midaso, look to where you are and go back directly across, and you begin to measure again. You continue the measurement again from there. So tanina laha, we learned this in a brisa. The Tan Rabbanan hayimodid v'igia mida legayim yachal avliyo bechavel shel chamishim amam avliyo. If a 50 amma rope will be able to reach across, fantastic. So use that. Vimlav, and if the 50 amma rope won't be able to reach across, holich l'makom sheyachal avliyo umavliyo v'tzofa v'chosim l'midaso. So all this is alluded to in the Mishnah. This is a great example of what we were talking about before, where the Braisa says more than it says in the Mishnah, but really the Mishnah was alluding to all this. The Gemara was already medayik this from the Mishnah, but we found explicit in a Braisa that this is how we do it. If it was a curved valley, so maktir va'ola maktir v'yored, then we are maktir va'ola maktir v'yored. We bore through it going up and down. We'll see what that means. Higil kosel. If you get to a wall, so we don't say just go right through the wall, rather you estimate the wall and keep on going. So wait a second, we just said before that when you get to a wall, you should be mavlio, mavlio means you hold the rope across over the wall, right? Now we're saying, estimate, figure out how wide do you think that wall is? How can you say estimate? Didn't we learn before in our Mishnah that Mavliya Vachosel Midaso? Says Gemara, Hasam Nicha Tashmishta, Hachalo Nicha Tashmishta. It really depends on the wall. Is it Nicha Tashmishta or not? So what does it mean, Nicha Tashmishta? The Mishnah speaks about a fence that traffic can pass over the fence pretty easily. And over here, the Bryson, when it says that you estimate, is a wall that's not easy for traffic to pass over, so we rely on estimating. And whether that's the correct translation of this line is a machlokas rishonim. Rashi and the Ritva say that when the kosel, when the wall itself is at a steep incline, so you can't walk up the wall, so therefore it's not going to be included in the measure of the tchum, so that's what it means, lo nicha tashmishte, that it's not easy to use the wall for walking, and therefore it's not considered a shetach chashuv, and we're makel not to be modeid, not to consider to count it within the measuring of the tchum. The Tosus and the Rush say that no, kosel zakuf is a tircha lahavlio. If you have a straight wall, a straight vertical wall, it's a big tircha to be mavliyait, because you're going to have to set up ladders on either side to hold over the wall, or poles that you hold the rope up with a pole on both sides, and then pull the chain tight with the poles that are holding it. So he says that's a big tircha. The chum didn't want to be matriacha so much, so they were so mech that you could just estimate in that situation. So lo nicha tashmishta means that it's not that the walking over it is going to be difficult. Lo nicha tashmishta means the measuring is going to be difficult. That it's lo nicha tashmishta to measure across this wall. So that's machlokas rishonim, how to understand this line of the Gemara. Okay, I'm Rav Yehuda Shmuel. Lo shanu ala she'in chut hamishkolas yored kenegdo. When we measure the valley, we can ignore the incline and just measure from the floor of the valley if the incline of the wall is so steep that a plumb line would fall less than 4 amos away from the top of the valley. Chut ha-mishkol is yorei kenegdo, meaning the chut ha-mishkol is a plumb line, that you drop a plumb line. Aval chut ha-mishkol is yorei kenegdo, modo medidi yafa. If the chut ha-mishkol is yorei kenegdo, that is very steep and it goes straight down, then you measure it properly across. V'kama omko shel gai, how deep of a valley are we talking about? So Gemara is going to have two opinions. Amir Rav Yosef alpayim, up 2,000 amos. Esve Abaye, so Abaye asked Rav Yosef, Amukuf v'rochav nun mavlio v'imlav ein mavlio. That you're only mavlio across the top of the valley if it's 100 amos deep, and 50 amos wide. But if it's more than 100 amos deep, then we cannot be mavlio across the top of the valley. So says Maru Hu Damar Kacherim. Yeah, but heals like Kacherim. D'tanya Kacherim Amar Filo Makalpayim v'rochav nun mavlio. Rav Yosef must have held like Kacherim that even when it's 2,000 amos deep, you could be mavlio the valley. Ikeda Amri Amar Rav Yosef Afilu Yoser Yeser Melpayim. Another version of Rav Yosef is that even if it's more than 2,000 amos deep, so command to look Tanakama v'lokacherim. Well, that fits nobody. We have the Tanakama says that only if it's 100 amos deep, and Acherim say 2,000 amos. Who says more? So Hasam she'ein chut ha-mishkolas yored kenegdo, hacha b'chut ha-mishkolas yored kenegdo. It depends if you could drop the plumb line straight down. V'chein chut ha-mishkolas yored kenegdo ad kama. And when you can't drop the plumb line straight down, so then how deep can it be? So Amar Avimi Dalid V'chein Tani Rami Bar Yecheskel Dalid. Then it's only 4 amos. So essentially, the meaning. What does it mean? I'm sorry, not how deep can it be. What does it mean that you can't drop a plumb line? It means that mamish has to be 100% completely vertical, where you drop a plumb line right over the edge and it's going to go all the way straight down. No, it means that if you stick the plumb line out 4 amos into the valley, that it won't be disrupted by the wall. That the wall, it may be on some sort of an incline, but not enough of an incline that it goes out 4 amos by the time you get to the bottom. So again, to summarize, Rabbi Dom Shmuel says when measuring the valley, you could ignore the incline, just measure cross bimavliya the valley. If chut ha-mishkol is yorei kenegdo, if the incline of the wall is so steep that a plumb line would fall less than 4 amos away from the top of the valley. Two opinions: how deep of a valley can be measured by holding a rope over it, by just being mavliya. Bryce says that it could be 100 amos deep. Acherim hold it could be 2,000 amos deep. When Rav Yosef says it could be even more than 2,000 amos deep, he was talking about a case that Chotam Shchol is Yarek Kenegdo. The walls are almost completely vertical, and therefore cannot be measured in any way other than holding a rope across the top of the valley. Then it doesn't matter how deep they are, you just measure it by holding the rope across the top of the valley. Okay, complicated issues in terms of how to measure Tchum Shabbos. Higia Lahar, Mavliya V'chozel Midaso. So we said that when it comes to a mountain, you're Mavliya the mountain, and then you go back to the regular measurement. So Amar Rav Loshanu El Bahar HaMislaket Yud Mitoch Dalid. That's only if the mountain is at an incline, meaning the slope is fairly mild. It rises 10 tefachim only within 4 amos. El Bahar Mislaket Yud Mitoch Hei Mod Do Medidi Yafa. But if it's, I'm sorry, that's only when it's a steeper type of incline. But if it's a mild type of incline, where by the time it gets to 10 tefachim high, you had to go 5 amos. So then mod do medidi yafa. Then you do a proper measurement. Rav Huna Bar Rav Nosson Masin Lekula. Rav Huna Bar Rav Nosson learned Rava's statement Lekula that Amar Rava Lo Shonu El Bahar Hamislaket Asar Mitoch Chamish Avol Bahar Mislaket Asar Mitoch Dalid. Second version of Rav's statement is we only measure the mountain with a straight rope if the slope is so mild that it rises 10 tefachim over a length of 5 amos. But if it's a steeper slope, then we estimate the width and then continue that way after estimating the width. So the difference between the first version of Rav and the second version is that the first version of Rav's statement is that if the slope is fairly mild to the extent that it rises 10 tefachim only within 5 amos, we should measure the mountain's slope as if it were flat ground, which will turn out to be a chumrah in where the tchum is going to be by measuring it as if it's flat ground. Whereas the second version of Rav's statement is that we only measure the mountain with a straight rope if the slope is so mild that it rises 10 and by five amos. But if it's steeper, then we estimate the width and we continue to go. So he said when measuring the Tchum Shabbos and you can't span across the top of the valley, so you can go off to the side and continue your measurements off from the side, but you have to be careful when you do that that a person doesn't go beyond the Tchum when doing the actual measurement. My time, well, what's wrong with going beyond the Tchum? You're afraid people are going to see that you're measuring the tchum, and they're going to see where you're standing, and they're going to assume, oh, that must be within the tchum. So that's a reasonable gzera, that people are going to see the guys who are out there measuring the tchum, so they're going to think that that's all included within the tchum. So during the actual official measurements, you have to be careful not to go outside of the tchum itself. So we said, if you're not able to be mavliya the mountain, so then we're mekadrin baharim. So what does that mean? What does it mean to bore a hole through the mountain? You don't obviously drill a hole through the mountain. So what does that mean? Tachton keneged libo, elyon keneged margalosav. You have the guy in the bottom holding the rope up here by his chest, and the guy on the top holding it down by his feet, so that the rope is being held straight, even as one guy is higher up the mountain than the other guy, the rope is still straight. Amar Avayin Ektinin Ein Mekadrin El Bechavel Shalar Ba'amos. Obviously, you're not using a 50-amma rope to do that. You use a 4-amma rope to do that, where one guy holds it down by his feet, the guy higher up on the mountain holds it down by his feet, the other guy holds it by his chest, and that way they're able to hold the rope straight, and they continue to measure along that way, so you end up with the measurement being the equivalent of going straight across, not having to worry about the slope of the mountain. Amar Rav Nachman Amar Rav Arvua in Mekadun lo be'egla rufa v'lo ba'ari miklat b'pnei shehin shel Torah. So now the Gemara brings in, you know, this isn't the only sugya in Shas, or the only halach in the, this isn't even halach in the Torah, but unlike, there are two places in the Torah where we have dine medida, where you have to measure something. And we haven't discussed how you're supposed to measure those things. We have to measure by Egla Rufa. If you find a dead body between two cities, you have to measure which city, the Ir Hakrova, is the one that's responsible to bring the Egla Rufa. The closest city has to bring it. So you got to measure to do the Ir Hakrova. That's the question. Even if it's near Balil, you see very clearly that one is closer than the other. There's a mitzvah medida, could be, that you have to go out of your way to have to measure, because that's the mitzvah. dafka to measure for agla rufa. By ari miklat also, there's a requirement of measuring by the ari miklat. So by agla rufa and ari miklat, the Gemara says that we don't rely on this method of measuring, and we include the incline because those are dinim daraisas. We have to be a little stricter when it comes to those. So there's a few issues that are discussed over here by the achronim. First of all, when it comes to the 1,000 amos of Migrosh, we were discussing yesterday by the Ari Halavim and the Elf Amma of Sada that's around the Ari Halavim, are we Mekadrin over there also? So in the Sefer Gaon Yaakov, he says that no, we're not Mekadrin by Ari Halavim for two reasons. First of all, for an Ir Miklat, we said we're not Mekadrin, and the Ari Miklat were all Ari Halavim. So you're not going to be mechalik between some Ari Levim and other Ari Levim. And second of all, he says the whole reason in Mekadim Bari Miklat is because Shehin Shel Torah. These are Medidos that are Da'araisa, our Gemara says. So that's the same reason you can't be Mekadim Baharim when it comes to a Migrash or a Sada of the Ari Levim, because that's also Shel Torah. That's what that's clearly a din Da'araisa. There is a machlokas, though, according to the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos Perek of Zayin, who paskins that chum of Yud Beis Mil is Daraisa. So the Gemara is saying the reason we're Mekadrin Baharim by Alpay Mama is because it's only Darabanan. So what if you hold that? What about Yud Beis Mil where it's Daraisa? So to measure the Yud Beis Mil, would you be Mekadrin Mavliya or not? So the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Chav Dalid O Zayin says that since it's a Medida Daraisa, Ain Mekadrin, Ain Mavliyim, you just moda everything, Kekarka Chalaka, as if it were flat ground, and it brings a raya from the Gemara previously in the Flamen Hem and Beis, that if you say, Tchum and Daraisa, Ain Mekadrin. However, the Kiryas Sefer says that we're Mavliya with Medidas Tchum of Yud Beis Mil as well, but we're not Mekadrin. We're Mavliyim, but we're not Mekadrin. Then maybe we could be Mechalik between the two Halachos. What's also fascinating is that the Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeach, when he talks about the Arei Miklat, he leaves out this din that we're Ein Mekadrin b'Arei Miklat. He just writes that every ear that's kolate, the tchum of that ear is also kolate, right? That's the measurement that we would be doing, the measurement of the tchum of the ear Miklat, because its tchum is also kolate. It will also protect the murderer b'shogeg from getting killed. So he just says the tchum is kolate as well, but he doesn't say that Ein Mekadrin. From the Pashas, it sounds like, when it comes to an Ir Miklat, we follow whatever Tchum Shabbos is, whatever we would measure for Tchum Shabbos. So all the Echorim say, how could he not bring our Gemara? How could he forget our Gemara? Where our Gemara says clearly that by the Ir Miklat, we don't follow the same rules as Tchum Shabbos. So in the Shiyori Korban, in the Yerushalmi, he says that the Rambam could be explained based on Yerushalmi. A lot of times you have like that, where the Rambam wasn't basing himself clearly on the Bavli. If you know all the Yerushalmis, you know all the Midrashim. See, the Rambam was basing himself on a broader range of literature than Talmud Bavli. Yerushalmi says that someone who learns Tchum Shabbos from the Arya, that Yerushalmi says the Shita that learns Tchum Shabbos from the Arya Levim would hold that you're Makadim by Arya Levim, because it can't be that there would be a din of Kidur by the Nilmad and not by the Malamed. Meaning, if the whole concept of Tchum Shabbos is derived from Arya Levim, so it's not Shaykh that we're going to have this din of Mekadrin by Tchum Shabbos, not by the Ari Levim. We learned the concept from Ari Levim. It's got to be by Ari Levim. Since Ari Miklat themselves are Ari Levim, so the Yerushalmi says, Mekadrin by Ari Miklat. So from that Yerushalmi, it sounds against the Bavli. Our Gemara that says Mekadrin by Tchumin and not Mekadrin by Ari Miklat, the Rambam would assume is going like the other Shita that doesn't learn Tchum Shabbos from the Ari Levim. So if there's no connection between Tchum Shabbos and Ari Levim, then ain't a chinami. They could have different sets of halacha, but of halachas, but the Rambam holds that's not so. We don't paskin that way. We paskin that we do learn it from the Ari Levim. He has in Chashukei Chemed, I guess we'll mention this, in Chashukei Chemed, he points out, when Chaschinuch writes in Mitzvah Chav David, that Va'ata Hamayim Tovin Me'atzmacha Harbe L'chalik Bein Tchumin Din Torah L'din D'Rabbanan Taharbe Kulos Ne'amorim Bein Yani Tchumin V'im Arich Lo Yaspik. He makes reference to the fact that the difference between saying Tchumin D'Rabbanan and Tchumin D'Raisa is vast. There are many, many chilukim between saying Tchumin D'Raisa and Tchumin D'Rabbanan, but the Minchas Chinuch doesn't tell you what they all are, because Minchas Chinuch in general, he wasn't there to write an encyclopedia. So Zilberstein says, don't worry, I collected 14. I'll tell you 14 differences, and we're not going to have time to do 14, but mention some of the chilukim. We've seen a lot of them in the Masechta already. First he says, our Gemara, if you say in Makadun Lorbar Mikvah Lo Be'egla Rufa, because Medidas Minatora, so that's one Afkamina, whether it's Minatora or Midrabanan. What about Letzorech Chachol Shein Bo Sakana? You're allowed to do Amir La'akum to go Chutz L'Tchum, if going Chutz L'Tchum is only a Dindraba, only in a Sidrabanan, because it's a Shvus to Shvus, Letzorech Chachol, Letzorech Mitzvah. But if it's an Isra Minatora, for a cholah she'ein bo sakana, it would be usher to do amir la'akum, tell him to go outside the tchum. But it could be that that's not such a clear nafkamina, because it could be by the nachri it doesn't have a din of tchum in the first place. But okay, there's another nafkamina. Zaken mamri is noeg only if he's mora halacha on a drabbanan, not in daraisa. So if he's mora b'tchum in the heter, if you say tchum is daraisa, then it wouldn't be a zaken mamri. Only if he's mora on a drabbanan. Another nafkamina. There is a discussion we've had many times about giving iser to a katan to feed something that's also to a katan or cause a katan to do an iser. So if it's an iser drabbanan, it could be that there's no iser of sviya biyadayim to a katan. That's what the Bir Halacha writes in Siman Shin Mem Gimel, only by an iser daraisa. It's based on a Rashba. Also, the Shulchan Aruch Siman Tav Dalet says if you have a suffix that we discussed earlier, that we have a suffix whether it's yesh tchumun lamalame asara or ain't tchumun lamalame asara. So that and every other suffix we ever have about tchum Shabbos l'chora will depend completely on daraisa drabbanan. If yol tchum Shabbos drabbanan, so then we could be mekel yol tchum Shabbos daraisa, and we'd be machmir. What if a Jew is forced to leave the tchum? Is if it's an Isra Torah, so he has to give all of his money in order to avoid being forced to leave the tchum. But if it's an Isra drabbanan, so pischichuvin yardeis and kufin and zayin is a suffix. He's not sure that did that you have to give up all your money in order to avoid violating los haseh. Certainly is true for los haseh daraisa. What about a los haseh drabbanan? Pischichuv is not certain that for a los haseh drabbanan one would have to give up all their money. So do you have to give up all your money to avoid leaving tchum Shabbos? Those are the first six. He's got a whole bunch more nafkaminas, whether tchum is rabbanan daraisa. But Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the mission about who gets to measure the tchum Shabbos, who's trusted. We'll discuss nashim, etc. Okay.